Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 20th. This is from Capitol coverage. Governor Jared Polis says all workers in critical buildings, such as grocery stores and nursing homes, will now be required to wear face masks. His executive order comes after there have been coronavirus outbreaks in at least 15 nursing homes and residential care facilities around the state.
We know that you all want your parents, your grandparents to have the very best protection if they live in Colorado, and we want to do our best as a state to provide that.
Polis is also sending the Colorado National Guard to help with virus testing at the largest nursing homes in the state, and he says he's stepping up enforcement of rules at these sites. About half of all deaths from COVID-19 in the state of Colorado have been in nursing and long-term care facilities. And next, from Capitol coverage, because of the coronavirus outbreak, Colorado Democrats and Republicans logged on to their first ever virtual state assemblies on Saturday. Scott Franz has more.
Three Democrats are trying to earn a spot next to former Governor John Hickenlooper on the June 30th primary ballot for U.S. Senate. To do that, Andrew Romanoff, Stephanie Rose Spaulding, and Eric Underwood need to get support from at least 30% of Assembly delegates. Romanoff, a former Colorado House Speaker, is the favorite to meet that threshold after he dominated the preference poll in last month's caucuses. This weekend's voting will happen online after delegates watch videos from the candidates. On the Republican side, delegates are deciding whether Senator Cory Gardner should face a primary challenge from Colorado Springs real estate agent Margot Dupre. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And here's a follow-up to that story from the Denver Post. U.S. Senate candidate Andrew Romanoff secured a dominant victory Saturday at a Democratic Party assembly, earning him a slot in the June 30th primary and setting the stage for a likely one-on-one contest between him and John Hickenlooper. Democrats cast their vote electronically and telephonically for one of three Democratic Senate candidates on Saturday: Romanoff, Stephanie Rose Spaulding, and Eric Underwood. Romanoff won 86% of the 2,860 delegate votes. Spaulding won 9%, and Underwood grabbed less than 1%. Candidates needed 30% of the total to qualify for the June 30th ballot. The state assembly vote is one of two ways candidates can qualify for the June 30th primary. The other is by turning in 1,500 signatures from each of the state's seven congressional districts, which Hickenlooper successfully did in February. The COVID-19 virus is creating an additional strain on the nation's trucking industry, and those in Colorado that train the drivers are looking for some help in getting new people behind the wheel. KVNF's John King has the story from Grand Junction.
There's been a shortage of big rig drivers for years, and those on the road now are working longer hours to get critically needed goods to market. New drivers are desperately needed, says Dick Lammers of the United States Truck Driving School in Denver.
At this point in time, these drivers that are existing are getting tired. Some of them, very possibly, since there's a lot of exposure, they could be getting sick. And so the pipeline of producing new drivers for these companies has been pretty much diminished. Right now, there are 27 states in the United States that have the motor vehicle departments closed. And so it's really put a pretty much of a stop in the pipeline as far as getting new drivers into this industry.
With Colorado's Division of Motor Vehicles shut down, new drivers can't get permits or receive commercial driver's license testing.
We've proposed different ways for the DMV to open up, and as an example, it might be by, private appointments, whereas the DMV be able to set up either online or by phone call request for appointments to go in and take the Class A CDL test, and obviously once they pass it, we can put them in school.
But the DMV closure is only part of the problem. Truck driving schools are also closed. Lammers says because of the urgent need for new drivers, the industry is pushing to have the schools reopened as an essential service.
We have lined up multiple students ready to go to call us up. Some of them even have a permit already. and say, I started looking into this a couple, 3 months ago, and now I've lost my job, and watching TV, truck drivers are needed. So when can I start? we're pretty much saying, well, we're kind of, we're stuck right now. We got the engine running, but we can't move it right now.
Cable Wilford is the head driving instructor at the Sage Driving School in Grand Junction. He says the driving course is 4 weeks, so it doesn't take long to put a new driver behind the wheel.
Some of these students receive a minimum hours of required instruction and training that go through our class and then therefore test out with their CDLs. They can land with these bigger companies day one after graduating.
He's not very optimistic about the essential service designation.
I'm really not anticipating getting back to work much before June.
Wilford drove a big rig for 20 years and logged over 2 million miles. He says the importance of trucking is no secret, but may have gotten lost on some.
I think that what you're seeing now is a heightened awareness from the rest of America, who's not maybe involved in the trucking industry, that they're now seeing the importance of our job functions as truck drivers, and this shines a brighter spotlight on all of that.
Lammers in Denver says he doesn't have any official word, but he's expecting to hear something next week on perhaps a partial reopening of the DMV. If so, that will allow him and his industry to put more focus on getting the schools reopened and more drivers on the road. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
A new study in the journal Science says that human-driven climate change is pushing the West into a mega drought and its driest period since the 1500s. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The research found that, yes, we are in a cyclical pattern of dryness in the West, but it also found human-driven climate change has made it much worse. Researchers found that the period between 2000 to 2018 was the area's driest 19-year stretch since the late 1500s. The only drier period before that was more than 1,000 years ago. But they say with climate change, we'll likely see these kinds of decades-long droughts more often. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
This story came to us from the Mountain West News Bureau, a partnership between public media stations from around the region. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.